Today on the Just Read podcast, we're looking at Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. Although the people of Israel have been freed, their interactions with the Egyptians are not entirely done. Let's read Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the sons of Israel to turn back and camp in front of Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. You shall camp in front of Baal Zephon, opposite it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, 'They are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in.' And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after them. And I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." And they did so. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart toward the people, and they said, "What is this that we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" So he had horses harnessed to his chariot, and took his people with him. And he took 600 select chariots, and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them. So the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he chased after the sons of Israel as the sons of Israel were going out boldly. Then the Egyptians chased after them with all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and they overtook them camping by the sea beside Pi Hahiroth in front of Baal Zephon. That was Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. Despite being ravaged by the 10 plagues, Pharaoh has yet another change of heart. Pharaoh and the Egyptians pursue Israel into the wilderness in an attempt to bring them back. The Israelites are now being chased by the full force of the Egyptian army while facing an impassable body of water. Thank you for reading with me.